Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 211 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 27th is, what is a lifelong dream you have? Have you achieved your dream? Whether or not you answered yes to whether you have fulfilled your dream, is it possible God has a nobler vision and plan for your life? How can you be alert for signs of this plan? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. One of the questions you might be asking is, if the dream I have for my life is not the real vision or plan for my life, then what's the point of even having a dream, a vision for the future? And the answer is, we have to take action. And in order to take action, it's best to have a plan. We just have to be alert for signs that our plan may not be the best plan for us in the end. Bethany Hamilton was a 13-year-old girl living in Hawaii with a dream to become a professional surfer. She showed signs that she had the ability to surf at a high level, and she worked hard at it because it was something she loved to do. Until one day, Bethany lost her left arm during a shark attack. It wasn't long after the attack that Bethany said she wanted to get back in the water and try to surf again. That act alone showed a tremendous amount of courage and resolve. But Bethany didn't want to just float around in the water. She wanted to compete, and she wanted to win. Although Bethany could get back on a surfboard, with only one arm she struggled to be able to get out past the waves, which is important in surfing competitions. Bethany was ready to give up. She didn't think her dream of becoming a professional surfer had any chance of coming true. She experienced all kinds of emotions, from anger to sadness. Bethany's story is told in the movie Soul Surfer, and there's a great scene in the movie where Bethany sits on the beach with her dad. She says, "Go ahead, tell me how everything's going to be okay." And her dad responds, "Yeah, that's me, Mr. Jump Right In and Fix It." And then Bethany says, "I'm done, aren't I? I don't understand. What happened to I can do all things? Why did this have to happen? Why did I have to lose everything?" Bethany's dad replies, "You didn't lose everything. Not even close. That shark didn't kill you. You're still here. You're still alive. You have a family that loves you." Bethany gives her dad a look that says, "Yeah, you're right." And then she says, "So what am I supposed to do now?" Her dad responds, "I don't know." And Bethany asks, "Then how am I supposed to know?" And her dad says, "When the time is right, you'll know. Until then, you pray and you listen." She says, "Listen for what?" And her dad replies, "For what comes next." I think what happened to Bethany is what happens to a lot of us. No, most of us don't have a shark bite off our arm, but most of us have some kind of dream, and then something happens to make it seem like our dream is no longer possible. And when our vision of what we thought our future was supposed to look like is shaken up, we wonder what we're supposed to do next. For Bethany, she kept surfing, and her dad modified her surfboard, so she was able to get out past the waves. And she did go on to be a professional surfer. But she also came to understand that maybe her ultimate vision and the ultimate plan was not about surfing. It was about using her platform to encourage and inspire others. And for some of us, those obstacles are put in our way to see how bad we actually want to do something. And sometimes they're put in our way to show us that there is a different path for us to take. But one of the important things to remember is that we need to be alert for signs, because our plan may be under constant revision. Our dreams, desires, and the initial spark we feel in our heart may be what we need to get us started, but it may not be the final destination. It may not be the best version of ourselves, and it may not be what we are ultimately created for. So how about you? What's a lifelong dream you have? Have you achieved your dream? Whether or not you answered yes to whether you have fulfilled your dream, is it possible God has a nobler vision and plan for your life? How can you be alert for signs of this plan? One of the things I often say about writing our own story is that it can be scary because we don't necessarily have an exact plan laid out from our birth to our death. But this is the exciting part of it, and it can also give us solace to know that the things that happen to us may not be there to harm us. They may be there to expand our vision and reveal an even bigger plan than what we originally imagined. And as teachers and coaches, it's highly likely that the grander vision for our life includes increasing our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.